Welcome back to Conversation with Carlo. How are we doing today, Coach?
Good morning, good people.
You know, well, we were gone for a little bit. Haven't been able to, you know, check in for a hot minute. So, or personally, I haven't been able to check in. Mm-hmm. So, how do you feel like the season's going so far? 9-2, playing really good ball right now.
I mean, you know, as a coach, I feel good about the win streak, right? We're on an 8-game win streak. We was able to win the Bob Wettick tournament over in Richmond, which was good for us because, like I said, the last time we were on, it mimicked semi-state. And it gave us the opportunity to prepare quickly as the coaching staff, and the kids had to lock in and play four games in 2 days, so 2 games each day. And then come back and get a win on Saturday over Washington, where we didn't play great. I thought the first group was lackadaisical, and they didn't come out with enough fire. The second group really led us. So that was good to see as a coach, to see that those guys, especially the guys that feel like they should be in the first group, come out and play well. With the first group, we either tied or we were losing the game. Second group built a 23-point lead. First group just didn't have it that day. And for me, the reason why I play so many players is so when we have games like that, or when we all playing on the same, at the same level, when I sub, then the level doesn't dip. So as a coach, when you see that, it makes you feel good about your group and how they're progressing.
Coach, that Saturday game, it was a great win. You mentioned your bench unit, or the second unit, as you called it. They came in with a lot of fire. They started having a little fun with it. Sherman Moss threw up a lob to, it was Mylon or Harvey, and that really got mm-hmm. the mindset of saying, hey, we got this. And then they just kept going on and on. Like, Moss had a really good game coming off the bench. You kind of touched on it, but Roosevelt Franklin for Washington, he came into that game averaging 25. Mm-hmm. You guys held him to 13. How is it as a coach seeing that your starters and your bench unit held this guy who's been hot all year to only 13?
I mean, honestly, I thought he had 25. So he's a good player, man. I think that we hang our hat on playing defense and being able to stop guys, and we'll get our chance, especially this week, to play the best in Marion County, which I feel is the hardest county of you know in the recent future. I mean, the recent past, you could say Hamilton, but we're right there. I would say either a team from Hamilton County or Marion County will be the best team, one amongst the best teams in the state. So for us to have to go through what we're about to go through this week. Possibly 4 games, hopefully 4 games, and what, 5-6 days. It's probably one of the toughest things that you'll have to do as a coach and as a player in high school, especially in Indiana, outside of the state tournament. It's great. It's great practice for us to be able to see a guy like Roosevelt Franklin, and now you know you got your LNs and. Every team's going to have a really good player on it that we play. So that's just great, great practice for us to be able to go and in essence, shut a guy down. Like I said, for me, I didn't think that we played that well defensively on him. I thought that he was able to get to his spots. He didn't have enough help. But I'm proud of the way the team is kind of rounded into shape defensively and just in general. Since that Greenfield game, we haven't lost. So. You know, you can't be mad with losses. I mean, with wins, not losses.
To circle back to a certain guy, Tavion Williams, how do you feel like he has progressed throughout the season? You know, he kind of started off a little, I wouldn't say a little slow, but he started off with, it took him a couple games to, you know, get used to his role, which honestly his role I think should be the number one scorer because he's that talented. How do you feel like his transition has gone through this year?
I think he's had a good year, man. I think he could be better, obviously. He's a little slight in build, so sometimes it's tough for him to get his foot and gather himself, especially in traffic. But he's getting better. From my perspective, if he continues and bumps his rebounds up a little bit, he should be an all-star. And for us, he has to score. He has to be one of the guys that we lean on, depend on, especially on the inside, alongside of Jayshon Ladd, who I think is probably one of the more talented. He and Sherman Mawson, the more talented kids that we have on the team. But back to Tavion, man, I think that if he just continues to get better and continues to have the type of force that he's been playing with, then he should be an all-star. He should be, I think, should be our fifth all-star, sixth all-star since I've been here.
Absolutely.
This week, Coach, is Damarian County tournament you brought up. The end goal is obviously Saturday, and the journey to Saturday starts tomorrow against Perry Meridian. Mm-hmm. What's the game plan going into this week?
Man, Coach Vanderbush used to say, it's a credit to him, that when you turn your film on, it should look the same no matter who you play. So I think it's more about us than anybody else. I want us to continue to get better, to continue to push and play the way that we should, no matter who the opponent is. Know it's hard, you know, like we saw on Saturday with Washington. I think that the first group didn't respect them enough, so they came out like a days ago and didn't play at the level that they should have been playing. But that second group, second and third group, they came in with energy and force. We just have to play the way we're supposed to play, no matter who the opponent is. You respect your opponent, but you play and do what you have to do as a team. So our film, when we turn on the game, it shouldn't matter if we play in Fishers. It shouldn't matter if we play in Jeffersonville or any one of these top team Greenfield. We should have the same force, and we should be playing at the same level when we play in Perry Meridian or any other team that we would come out and play against Fishers.
When you look at this team, you're talking about, you know, you're supposed to play the same way when you put on the tape. What is that equation for you guys right now? What is the equation for winning? What is the equation that you use every single game?
Man, I know defense travels, so it doesn't matter. You can shoot, you can get in the gym, and you can shoot as many jump shots as you want, and some nights you just don't have it, right, offensively. So for me, it's always about defense. It's about how we rotate. It's about how we communicate, and it's about the leadership that we display on the court. So if we play with that type of force, if we rotate and we talk to each other and we do the things that we practice, then it'll be really hard for any team to deal with us.
Absolutely.
Coach, people can look at that Fishers game, the week one, say, what happened to this Ben Davis team? But now they can see that you guys are on an 8-game winning streak and looking to come out victorious mm-hmm. in this Marion County tournament. What is the message you're trying to send to the whole state saying, hey, we're still this Ben Davis team from last year?
I think if you ask people, though, even Fishers, they know that that's not the true team. So we had a lot of ill-advised turnovers. We had a lot of unforced turnovers that gave them opportunities to score where we couldn't really defend it. With that being said, we still have a little bit of a problem turning the ball over. But we don't turn the ball over the same way. So if we turn the ball over and we can rotate and get back on defense, it's different than turning the ball over at half court and they're getting layups and dunks. And that's what happened in the Fishers game. I just think it was too big of a moment for some of our guys. And after had to go through those moments, those tough games against those tough teams and tough environments, then we've grown, right? And I always knew, I tried to avoid it. And I said to the team, man, in public, right? Like, we're going to struggle and there's going to be opportunities for us to get better, but I would love for it to be in private. But we had to grow up in the public eye. We had to take a shellacking, butt whooping in front of everybody before I grabbed their attention, before they didn't want to get embarrassed again. So now, I don't want to say I'm glad it happened, because I'm not. But at the same time, for you to go through stuff like that, especially early, and be able to correct some things in practice and be able to watch some film and say, hey, this is what you're doing, this is what you need to do. It's purposeful. And it's a lesson. It's only a lesson when you learn it. So we had to go through those things, and now we've got the lessons. Naturally, we still got a lot of work to do. You don't want to peak too early. My goal is to be playing the best basketball possible in March so we can make a strong run at another state championship. So the goal is it stays the same, daily wins, incremental 1% better every day. And we'll keep doing it, wins or losses. Right now we're in a good space. Hopefully we continue throughout this week and push this to 12. And then we go get Carmel. I think we have another game in between there. We go get Carmel, and I think North Central got rescheduled for next Wednesday. So we'll go get North Central. We go get Carmel. That'll push it to 14. I told this group early, man, I think we can make like a 17-20 game run if we just play the right way. So we keep pushing. We keep working. We keep working hard in practice, and then we'll see where the chips fall. But either way, man, it's either a lesson or you know, we win it. So
And before I send you out of here, you know, you look at this Perry Meridian team you have to go up against in the first round. What do you see when you look at Perry so far?
Tough team, well coached. I think that the coaching staff has changed the culture there in a good way. I think that he gets them to play hard. They're organized. But we're going to have to come and play hard and put our best foot forward to come out with a victory. I think we will. And if you're looking at the bracket, I'm not going to look forward, but I will. Southport plays LC, and we'll get the winner of that game. We win on tomorrow. And then Warren just beat LN. Mm-hmm. They playing really well. They beat Noblesville, LN. They have three good wins over, you know, top 10, top five teams in the state. So Javon Guess, who was a Chapel Hill kid, went to Chapel Hill. He's over there. He was suspended. Now he's back, and they playing a lot better since he's came back. So that LN Warren possible matchup on Friday could be a good one. Mm-hmm. To get to the championship. So just looking forward, you know, I'm always assuming that we're going to win the game, but I don't disrespect our opponents. I know that they're going to come in and play well, especially against us, so we're going to have to put our best foot forward.
Absolutely.
Daily Wins is going to come into play a lot this week, and you guys play 4 games in 5-6 days.
For sure.
But you mentioned it. Your boys responded to that Fisher's loss really well. They could have said, well, we lost by a lot. Mm-hmm. What we do from here, but they responded well. They know that, hey, we need to prove ourselves, and they've done that, winning 8 in a row. So I'm excited to see what you guys do in this Marion County tournament, and that starts tomorrow night home against Perry Meridian.
Tomorrow night home in Perry Meridian. Come out and support.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to thank you. I'm going to speak for Tyler. Tyler also probably wanted to thank you. This has been Conversation with Carl. Thank you so much, Coach, for stopping in.
Appreciate you. Yeah.